The first thing I want to talk about is a brief sketch of what you're looking at. You're seeing at the top in single space the name, the edition, the version, and the question. You're seeing in double space the rest of the material, or the body of the paper. You can have a 1 to 2 sentence introduction to what in the world your major issues are, and then cover each issue in a separate paragraph one by one. That works very simply, and you have your evidence woven within. For example, I pointed out that in that blue text, that first paragraph was on what I said I was going to talk about, the use of violence. The second one is on national leaders, and the third is on people who tried to do something about it, to change things. And you may have a short, very short closing piece, sentence one or two. I also want to point out a second thing, particularly if you start to feel like I can't get much in here. And one of the things is that Chicago Manual of Style has a different tradition, a different content. It is principally used in history and in analytical social sciences. And it is not offended by not referring to the source directly in the text and by name. But it gives you the text, of the exact source, and it's not offended by having a citation in the middle of a sentence or multiple places in a sentence. And it does that usually by end notes or footnotes, but in our case, I'm willing to let it be by just page numbers. I'll give you an example. Look toward the second, the paragraph that's described as the first issue on violence. Well, suppose you wanted to indicate how widespread this was across time and space. And so you could say riots also occurred from 1901 to 1921 in the name of a city and a date, page such and such, comma, and in the name of a city and a date, page some such and such. That lets the reader know exactly where he or she can find the evidence, but you have not spent a lot of words saying an heir says, and writing out something in full like that. This is perfectly acceptable in this kind of paper, because the role is to make sure you have evidence, but not necessarily take up a lot of words within text to reveal that exact name. You get it in the footnote or endnote, and this is the substitute for that. So you may find your life is easier if you try this kind of method. Hope this helps you on this one, and I'll next turn to the second page.